You're listening to Squirrel's World Podcast. Squirrel's World Podcast. With Henny on the Rocks and Sunny D.
So what's up with the Bills owner, man? I saw that joint pop up.
Oh, he racist.
I am not racist. I have a lot of black friends.
So you think he's going to take his team next?
Yeah. No, definitely.
I'm surprised that it's not getting more
traction,
attention.
It's the same thing, just a different name.
Because, like, ain't that what Kaepernick was supposed to be kneeling for? I mean,
we back here with another episode of Squirrel World Podcast. Would apologize last week. We had to cut it short. You know, it was pretty for my boy Shane last week.
You can't keep getting away with it.
What?
Barely.
Barely. And I forgot to say, of course, y'all know that we got my boy, my twin, number one, I guess. I'm number two, but twin A, Otis.
A.K.A. Mr. Halawi.
Yeah.
Mr. Halal. Halal.
I need to roll me up some Halawi right now.
Before you smoke it, you ain't going there. What'd you say?
He said he got some of that right now.
But yeah, man, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? It's funny because it was just, y'all did all that jazz,
be honest,
jazz
be honest,
and all that
Joe,
stuff. And y'all
I
niggas.
I was expecting something bad to happen. I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't expect for him to play the whole season without getting hurt.
This nigga was clearly lying.
I didn't know how he was going to get hurt. I didn't know it was going to be some shit like this. Four plays into it. I knew it was too good to be true. It's always too good to be true with my
nigga.
My
y'all had like ceremonies. It looked like some army retirement ceremony. This nigga come run out with a flag. America.
Yeah, that's why it happened. And that's why it happened. Doing too much. I get it was 9/11. Doing too much.
Nah, they were joking like a mother. They say it's crazy how this city had those jets going to the building and that one jet went down the same night.
Yeah.
He said 9/11 is not a good day. I think it was OJ said that. He said
9/11 is just a bad date for New York. You know?
Yeah. Maybe we should have played on a Tuesday.
Going up on a Tuesday.
But yeah, you know, it's what it is. It's football. I expected it to happen in training camp, to be honest. Like, honestly, we got the best part of Jets and Aaron Rodgers was Hard Knocks. After Hard Knocks was over, it's over.
Man, this was the worst Hard Knocks in the history of all the Hard Knocks.
The worst half hour of television ever.
Why? Why? Because they didn't show the cuts? Because they didn't show the cuts?
That was what I wanted to see, the cut.
Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. The rest of you made the team. Except you.
Those were like the best parts of it, yo. Just see what they're going to do next.
Is it though?
It is though.
I'm about to say,
remember
look.
What Ocho did? Remember how Ocho got cut?
It's best for both of us to part ways at this point in time.
Yeah, but Ocho did something stupid.
Hard Knocks. But we still saw the Hard Knocks though. That's what made it good.
Now I hear what you're saying. I wish there was a lot of things that were taken out, and that's why the Jets didn't want to do it. So, I mean, it's what it is. Ah, well. I bet you now players are going to be like, well, how come y'all can't do like the Jets and not show people getting cut?
I don't give a fuck.
Because as entertaining as it is, the players who get cut, they don't want their shit seen on TV like that.
Gives a fuck, nigga. You shouldn't join the damn NFL. Right.
That's your fucking fault.
I don't know my business. Nigga, you're now under the microscope as soon as you sign that contract. Period.
Damn, dude. Smoking like a real plantation boss, man. Goddamn.
That nigga is guilty!
That's what the motherfucking owners are. What you mean? Boy, you better get back out in the field and get stung.
What's up with these Steelers, bro? Like, why y'all not running the football?
Really, nigga?
Like, can we have an honest conversation about that? Why y'all not running the football, bro?
Because we're not machines, you metal motherfucker.
I'm serious. Like, why?
Because we ain't got a quarterback.
Najee Harris is supposed to be like that, right?
Every problem that we had leads to Matt Canada.
Fuck Canada!
I don't know what it is. Ooh. It leads to Matt Canada. He's crap.
Why y'all like him?
Because he's crap.
We talked about this last week, bro.
Gonna pack it up.
It ain't nothing new. I talked about this last week.
Garbage. Garbage, yo.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, we won. I mean, I'm glad we beat the Browns.
The Browns is the Browns.
It was hilarious, though, because once again, Browns being the Browns.
And it's a division game. That's a win under your hat.
Oh, yeah. Right now, we're in second place.
Yeah, exactly.
That quick. We went from last to second.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you saw, Nick Chubb.
Shit! I broke my fucking leg.
He got hurt. on that play. You know, now of course, I mean, they always call us dirty.
Like, I'm about to say, Steelers is known for taking somebody out, either on the Cincinnati Bengals or the Browns. We known for taking somebody out.
Go to sleep, you little bitch. Go to sleep, motherfucker.
If you're gonna have a shitty year, we taking somebody out.
If you want to get very, very technical and get, no, if you want to get very, very close into it, it's your Alabama niggas taking niggas out.
That's all right.
When Alabama does not see something they like, they're like, okay, that's all right.
That's all right. Y'all going down with us.
That could be out.
I mean, y'all division is wide open because Joe Burrow would be hurt. I thought they would win the division. And I don't know.
Joe Beasy looking.
I don't know what the Ravens going to do because they look good one day and bad the next.
You.
We gonna see. Like I said, told Joe before training camp, y'all winning the division, man. Y'all winning the division.
Most definitely.
Yeah, they look too good now.
Y'all winning that shit.
Nigga, we can't run the ball. We can't even pass the ball right. Maybe one out of ten times.
Why y'all not running the football like Najee Harris? Ain't like that. Is he not like that? Is he trash?
That's our line. They got to figure out Najee's move again. It's almost like every year we got to figure it out. Because like when Le'Veon did, it took us a year or two to get Le'Veon's style down.
Like Najee's like third year?
Yeah, it's the offensive line. Man, it's garbage. It can't hold up. The offensive line. Yeah, that
our O-line trashed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, it's still. Like I said, that's all it's going to be for a while. I'm not really worried about it too much only because I'm not expecting much. So if you don't expect much, you get excited for the small victories.
I will tell you this, though. I am glued to the TV every time Colorado's playing fucking football.
Give me my darn theme music, then, DJ.
Look, that's crazy because everybody's team that sucks this year is going for Colorado.
I'm with them, nigga. Everybody, yes.
Pittsburgh sucks, yes. Jets sucks, anybody that sucks. I don't give a fuck. I don't care, nigga. I'm going for Colorado.
On the same time as the Colorado game, bro. I'm watching Colorado anyway. I don't give a fuck about Notre Dame, bro. Fuck them, nigga.
Oh, no. We got a game tomorrow, though. Me and Shane head to head tomorrow again.
What happened?
Ohio State, Notre Dame tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
Notre Dame.
No, we ain't going to win that game.
You think so?
You seen our team.
You think so?
Nigga, have you not seen Ohio State?
What the hell is that?
That's what I'm saying. I'll be watching Prime too, but that game last week, I tried my best to stay up and watch it.
I fell asleep on the overtime.
I fell asleep in overtime. We were watching the fight. The fight got on and them two shorties was smacking.
Mm-hmm. Cootie queen?
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint liquor?
Yeah. And then I had on, you know, dual screens and shit.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. My phone was over there blowing up and everything. Oh my God, he did it again.
I told y'all I ordered a Colorado hoodie, yo. And I looked this week. I was like, yo, why the fuck I ain't get no shipping?
Don't even get a Colorado hoodie.
Look, Beyond gonna leave next year.
This is Prime. it's got the Colorado Buffalo, but it say Prime in the middle.
Beyond gonna leave everybody next year. Daddy's gone.
And I don't get that shit till October, bro. That shit on back order like a motherfucker. Ever again.
Everybody want one now. I don't see it be Oregon though. Now we won't.
Shador can. Oh, daddy. Okay,
he's a Shador can.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do. That nigga driving a Cullinan and he in fucking college.
I mean, Brady said he needed to spend more time in the video room watching films than in that car. This is because
of you. Shit, he could watch film in the car.
Right, yeah, man. That damn show was.
Yeah, pretty much. And they really hating on him about that. Like, you got Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, Warren Sapp just joined the squad, too.
I'm happy. So I saw that. I was hyped. I was like, yo, this shit gonna be crazy, bro.
He shouldn't be there.
Cheetah! Coach, come on. Cheetah!
He got here.
Recruiting is going to be crazy, bro. You know the motherfucking kids they gonna be able to get just because I'm Sapp and I'm calling. Come play football.
You come play linebacker for me.
I can't. I haven't practiced with the defense. I can't. It doesn't matter. I just want you to get out there. I want you to cover 23. That's all you have to do.
What? What? Fuck Alabama. Warren Sapp's I'm going to go play dude, with Sapp and Prime.
He is hilarious, man. That dude's too funny.
And
now.
Weed is legal in Colorado?
Yo, pass that shit.
One of the first things he said, where the weed at?
Yep.
He said, I want to smoke that bluegrass.
That nigga funny. Aaron Rodgers about to be smoking that bluegrass since he off for the whole year.
You ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do.
No, he want
to. He said he's coming back to the facility next week. He did some special surgery. I asked you, I'm calling you. And he's trying to come back quicker like Kobe did when he had his Achilles. I said, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Boom.
Get the fuck
out. He's going to come out with the flag in his other hand.
Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop this kid.
My legs. Man, I ain't trying to hit. And they're going to be playing with a roller skate on one of his foot. Yeah, just...
They need to allow, they need to leave stuff like that in there, yo. Like a bionic foot, like a roll or something.
Yeah.
But you see that they about to do that Toy Story game, yo, coming up?
What? What are you talking about?
It's a video game.
No, so what it is it's just the game, but they got some kind of sensors on it. So when you watch it on like Disney Plus or whatever, or Hulu, ESPN, every move they make on the field.
Oh, no, yeah, I've seen that before. They did it with hockey last season.
Yeah, I watched the hockey joint and they did basketball.
Yeah,
Big City Greens was hockey and they did basketball too. Remember the virtual reality?
I don't remember the
basketball. You did watch that when it was, you said it was terrible. Remember the one that's like digital? It wasn't like characters though. It was like regular
players,
but they're like in 2K looks.
I remember that. That shit was trash. Shit like PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation 3.
No, 1.
Damn!
But it looked interesting, so I think I'm gonna check that whole thing out, man.
So y'all heard the news, yo?
Are you prepared for Jehovah's return? I have a pamphlet.
No, I'm about to be in a movie.
Mom, leave me alone. I wanna be famous.
I'm about to be in a movie. Y'all heard? y'all hear me?
Yeah.
So this nigga Shane is going to be featured in our upcoming short film called Grace.
Oh, yes.
We'll talk about that since, you know, we on that subject, me and my twin bro here. We've been campaigning for the past week. Man, it's kind of tough out here, man. But yeah, we making a movie and Shane helped donate and I appreciate Shane.
Big applause for Shane.
Yeah, you fucking rule!
So you know what that means, though, right? It means like you're not physically going to be in it. You're just going to... You know,
I'm in a movie, bro. You said I'm getting credited, right? I get the...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put your face, cap, put your face in there.
Ass cap? Nigga, what's an ass cap?
I said I get something with the fucking the Screen Actors Guild or some shit, right?
Nigga, that's the ASC... Yo. That's animals, nigga. You're talking about SAG for one.
I knew it was one of them.
Nigga, he's an ass cap.
Hey, yep.
Yeah, we're going to give you everyone credit. We're going to do IMDb credit. You know what I'm saying? So,
word.
Get all featured in there. So, we're going to hook everybody up. But anybody listen to this, yes, we are still doing our campaign.
Hey, folks, we need to make some money. Give me a quarter, $5, anything.
You can go to Indiegogo. It's under the title called Grace, the crime drama that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And, hey, man, it's going crazy right now. We really out here trying to get this money.
So how far y'all went? So yeah, like y'all did all y'all casting and all of that shit?
Congratulations, Bart Simpson. That's what I'd be saying to you if you weren't an inch too short. Next.
Oh, no, we start from scratch right now. We got the script. We get the money, and the next we're doing the put everything out, and we're in a recast. We tried to do a casting call, but you know what I mean? Nobody really showed up.
I mean, so. A couple of people showed up, you know, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what, 3, 4? This amount of people showed up, I can count on my hand.
I don't say 5, but I don't say about a good 3 or 4.
That's a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, it was a good turnout, but yeah, we're trying to do something, you know, that they haven't done out here, and I don't think ever. So I don't know what movies they shot out here.
Elizabethtown?
Yeah, Elizabethtown, but
I think they shot that, like,
you know what I'm saying?
I think 5 minutes of Elizabethtown.
Yeah, they
and
used
then
the
rest
exterior.
Was back all in right, LA.
Cool. Pack everything up. Let's get the fuck out of here. Go back to LA.
Yeah, that was it.
So, Shane gonna be in it. Everybody else who wanna be in it. If you wanna donate, once again, go Indiegogo, look up Grace. Be ready for it, y'all. Be ready for it. So, what's up with the Bills owner, man? I saw that joint pop up.
Oh, he racist.
I am not racist. I have a lot of black friends.
do you think they're gonna take his team to next?
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm surprised that it's not getting more
traction.
Attention.
It's the same thing, just a different name.
Because, like, ain't that what Kaepernick was supposed to be kneeling for? I mean,
well,
you know.
I thought he was dealing with his cops, but yeah, that. I mean, what's his face? Got that same name, Donald Sterling?
You want me to have hate towards black people?
I want you to love them privately.
We'll see how it goes. I think, you know how long it took for them to get Snyder out of it. So it's only a matter of time.
Snyder too? Well, Snyder was even on no racist shit, though.
Yeah, and you know, niggas thought they were never going to get rid of Snyder.
You know, that's the only reason why they're being racist is because one of the white bitches is fucking one of the players.
I love him, father.
And they mad as hell about him.
You disobeyed me. You have shamed your father.
Dude, I don't want to make a pickle day. They tired of that roly-boly dick, man. Right? So they want something fresher.
Smells nice.
But still,
they're
kind of
dying off anyways, man. So I don't even know why people get mad. They're about, almost about 15 years, they're all gone.
Die.
all of them.
We're just waiting for the what? You waiting for them to die off?
Yeah.
All of them are going to die off. I mean, these young races can't be.
Die off,
these young races don't have that much power as the old races because, you know, the old races got money. They just be, you know, running their mouth.
That's right. The only church the colonel attends on Sunday is the Church of Chicken.
But, you know, Jerry was in there involved too on that one.
Are you surprised, nigga?
No, it's hilarious because, you know,
Jerry. You remember that video of Jerry Jones? I mean, yeah, that picture of Jerry Jones they showed?
Our boys aren't playing for some coach coon.
Yo, Jerry Jones was probably everywhere. I was at the march. I guarantee he was at Unite the Night.
Jews will not replace us!
Wouldn't be surprised you find a damn picture somewhere. Yeah, he was in there. He was involved. But it's the fact they said, if you don't like it, go back to Africa and see how you like it.
Go back to Africa.
Wow. Africa's a nice place. I don't know why they keep saying go back to Africa. I mean, it's a really nice place. So
at least I got some place to go back to, nigga. You don't even know where the fuck you from.
Never knew my father.
I mean, speaking of that's why I was dealing with, like, a lot of those people that say something like that. It's funny how they believe they're very intelligent.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
But that's the same thing they say all the time. This guy told me, you know, oh yeah, it's on here anyways. I got called a sand nigger.
Those motherfuckers.
I was like, the fuck? I'm like, bitch, what the fuck you talking about? He's like, yeah, you and your Jewish people need to go back to Middle East Jewish, where you belong.
They thought, like, Joe was Middle Eastern.
I'm trying to figure out how I look like one of those. I'm like, dang.
They thought he was from Iraq or something.
You should have gamed him. You should have started talking crazy.
Man, nah, he went on in about being like, you're a Zog. I'm like, a Zog? I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, what?
Actually, I was educated.
Yeah, you know that dude is really into his shit because he uses.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I can tell. It's funny because when I first started talking to him, I was like, oh shit, I know who you are now. You're one of them. And the basement ass niggas who fucked his cousin.
He be on all the blogs. He be on all that shit.
And that's why I kept on going like, oh, you're one of those. You're Neanderthal.
Dude, what is he saying?
Oh no, we've become so smart. They're stupid to us.
Yeah. He's like, a Neanderthal's monkey. I'm like, but you said white people were the first people on Earth, so wouldn't that make you a monkey?
No!
Like, yo, I'm just going by what you said. He's saying, like, your ancestor, because I know you're a mixed rat. Your ancestors would be much more intelligent than you are. Like, that shows how much you know, bitch. My ancestors were taxi drivers.
Taxi!
So we come going back and forth. I'm like, nigga, there's nothing else you can say. But the thing was, he's not even mad at black people.
Why was he mad at you in the first place?
Because, it was a story that Matt Walsh, I'm a Matt Walsh fan. You know, much as Matt Walsh is very controversial, I like the stuff that he said. I mean, I like some of the stuff he put out.
What is a woman?
And he put out something saying that there's these kids in Las Vegas.
The driver and his passenger intentionally ramming a bicyclist in Las Vegas. The cyclist fly off his bike and slam to the ground.
I don't know if they knew it was. If they knew it, that's even more sinister. But they ran this nigga over. Like, they're just driving like, oh, there he is.
On some Henry Rugg shit, yeah.
That nigga is guilty!
On some GTA fucking 4 shit. Nah, they ran up and killed him and laughing and drove away. And I was like, yo, them niggas need to get charged. Shoot, I would even possibly put them niggas in the death chair.
I'd seriously reevaluate the way you're raising your child before he ends up in the electric chair.
You know, like, I that's how much I'm like, that's fucked up. But they're like, if he was a black guy, the media would be all over the place. Da, 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 da. I'm like, the main thing is, y'all so complaining. It's here's your perfect driving opportunity right now to complain. Complain right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Y'all media now. Stop acting like, no, what? It's funny because they don't like Fox News or CNN or whatever, but yet they want them to complain for them.
They like Fox News. Fox News doesn't like niggas at all.
They don't like Fox News no more.
I invested in News Corp.
Dad, that's Fox.
Undo.
They don't fuck with Fox News.
No, no. I'm about to say Fox News is all Trump.
It's weird because I'm like, this is a conservative.
All whiteness.
It's a conservative channel.
Okay.
Man, that's how it is now, man. Like, it's this shit. It's all politics.
You know what the new races call black people? Mondays.
What the fuck is a Monday?
Because everybody hates Mondays.
You need to be hip to this shit.
Are you serious?
Apparently.
I still like calling them.
No. They saying black folk.
I'm talking about white folk. Fuck them.
You know what I'm saying? They call us Monday.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Everybody hates Mondays.
Monday all over you, motherfuckers.
But it's like, y'all not even getting clever with your words now, because the main thing is the number one word that got taken was nigger.
I resent you people using that word. That's our word for making fun of you. We need it.
Nigger wasn't clever, but after a while, it developed into something. You know, then once you call me nigger, I'm like, oh, what the fuck you calling nigger? Like, if you're a real person who respects yourself, you would get mad at me calling you a nigger.
Nigger, please.
I'm like, nigga, motherfucker. I wish I was about to say nigga, but I was like, motherfucker. I'm not here. I'm not mad because you call me that. I'm just like, who the fuck are you to talk to me like that? You know me like that. Yeah. Motherfuckers call me nigga all the time. But bitch, I don't know you.
Right. I don't see why black people get mad at, you know, it's not the fact that you calling me nigga. It's the tone in your voice. Bitch, watch your tone.
Watch your tone.
You know what I'm saying? Calm your tone down. I don't care if you call me nigger, monkey, whatever. Watch your tone when you do it.
Fuck with you.
Like I said, on Matt Walsh's page. Matt Walsh's page actually breeds lots of fucking racist bigots and all them motherfuckers. I'm not mad at them. I'm like, nigga, I didn't say anything wrong, though. I said, but it's funny. It's like, when I'm agreeing with them, they still don't want me to agree with them. Like, you come still black, nigga.
You Monday.
Woogie boogie.
I almost said that, too. I almost said woogie boogie, motherfucker. Woogie boogie. That's apparently what you want me to say. So, yeah, man, that's all going around, man. Even them Karens out there at the spot, man. You see that lady out there that she followed this UPS driver and pulled a gun on this nigga?
Why? She thought he was stealing?
Yeah, she followed this nigga, pointed a gun at him at a newspaper delivery driver. Because she said she believed that he was staking out the neighborhood and he didn't belong there.
He was staking out the neighborhood. So this bitch, was she on the fucking neighborhood patrol?
That's right. Neighborhood watch. Suck a fat dick, Chucho.
Apparently, they took it to a whole nother level.
The driver was a black woman.
Was she walking her dog? The
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was a black woman. Excuse me. It was a black person, but yeah, black woman.
Was the white lady walking her dog when she saw him?
Probably not. Even though it's usually their number one excuse is like, yeah, I was out there walking my damn dog, and exactly. Then I saw someone I didn't know.
Stop! Or my mom will shoot!
God forbid you see someone you don't know. They see people they don't know, they be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
We see black SUVs and black, Chevrolet Malibus tinted out. I'm like,
yeah, you gotta look at the headlights, especially when you see me in the rear view. You gotta look at the headlights. What's the kind of headlights?
They look like motherfucking Jake's. Y'all don't belong here. What's your business here?
Nah, you right.
But nah, her ass was on some bullshit. And so her ass went and pulled a gun on her ass, got arrested for that shit. Good. But it's like the audacity is so strong these days.
The force is strong with you.
He's like, I have the right to do what I just did.
Nah, before they didn't get in trouble. At least now they get in trouble for it.
Yeah, that's kind of a good part, but not really. He's just like, all right, we're going to take you on a joyride downtown just to put your fingerprints, and then we're going to let you go with no charges.
Put him in a drunk tank first.
Like, scared straight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
then put him in a cell block.
You should do all of that.
White bitch, give me some chon-chon.
I've never been in one of those, so I can't say anything about that part, you know? But I ain't going to lie, man. I've been having dreams about being put in jail for, like, the past 3 weeks. I'm like, yo, what is going on? I'm thinking, like, man, Lord, please don't say you better prepare me for something.
Don't do it, bro.
No, I don't want to go to jail, nigga. I'm just saying, I've been having these dreams. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, bitter drill's a hell of a drug.
Please tell me y'all niggas seen these new LeVar Ball slides, yo.
Oh, the knockoff Yeezys.
What are those?
This shit look like you got an engine in it. Yeah, we were talking
about the bowling shoes before, right? But they ain't the bowling shoes. They something else.
This shit makes your foot look like so fucking big, bro.
Yeah, the foam, the big baller foams. Like
Lonzo rocking them shits, yo.
Yeah, they're like
Lonzo
space rockets.
Lonzo got a fucked up knee, man. Leave that little nigga alone, man.
But that's what I'm saying. But what team does he play for, though?
Chicago.
No, he don't.
They cut him?
No, he played for the team, but he ain't been playing for the team.
Oh, yeah. No, he's out a whole nother year again. Yeah, he's done.
Is he?
Oh, they say Austin Eckler's out again?
Oh, yeah?
Man.
You sure you don't want Kyron Williams? I'm trying to say, bro.
Shut up, nigga. Right. Anyways, yes, big ballers foams is the ugliest things I've seen in my entire life.
Yo, them shits is horrible.
But it looks like, I don't know, it look like beat. What did someone say? It looked like,
I tell you, it looked like you got a speaker in them bitches.
Yo, it looked like one of them hair blowers. Nigga, or it looked like it got a damn, like he about to cut some damn bananas or motherfucking orange slices on them bitches.
I just hope that you'll be able to get your foot out of that thing. That shit looked like tight as fuck.
I mean, but I applaud his effort. It's like that kid who says, I'm an artist. He makes some Play-Doh shit. Looks like a rock, yeah, but he said.
We've been talking about this shit, right? Just because
we talked about every single pair of shoes he fucking made.
But just because you go to school, they tell you could be anything doesn't make it true.
No, he's some he's that kid.
Some people have to be nurses. Some people got to be janitors.
Some people got to
do that shit, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
No, but he reminds me of that.
It don't got to be you.
I'm standing right here, son.
He's that kid that says,
have you ever had a dream that you had, you would...
That's LeVar Ball. He was that nigga that just stuttered all the way through and said, oh, you can do whatever you wanted to do? No, nigga. That shit was trash, but good luck to him anyways, man. Big baller brand. I mean,
dude's a hustler, though, man. Dude be, you know what I'm saying? Dude be hustling.
That's what I said. I commend.
Because, I mean, he did say all of his kids is going to be in the NBA one day, and they made it.
Does D'Angelo count?
He made it, but he ain't staying. D'Angelo
spent more time in jail than he did on the NBA team.
Oh, shots fired. Oh.
In fucking China, nigga.
Nah, he was trying to steal some shades, corny ass.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying you might as well steal some damn case switches.
Shit to steal some shades, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, in China, man, they're like fucking how they was in Agrabah, nigga.
Do you know what the penalty is for stealing?
Ray, how the nigga's hemmed up, yo. I know he cried.
He did. Nigga, that's what I probably really think we Americans is weak. Like, nigga, go to
Chinese prison, nigga. They had that nigga locked up. He was locked up for like, what, 2 weeks? You know, Brittany Griner had to do time.
But I mean, no. He went into Chinese prison. I mean, he probably towered everybody.
She was in some Russian shit, nigga.
Yeah, I'm about to say him going to him. She had a harder time.
Brittany Griner came back and she ain't got no titties, bro. She seen that shit?
Where are my boobs?
She look like Plank from fucking Ed, Edd n Eddy.
You said Plank?
What have you done, Plank? You're a mindless zombie.
What the fuck is that? Straight bored. Bitches be rebounding off her chest. Well, speaking of that, man, WNBA be getting it in, man. Asia Wilson got the MVP.
Player of the year. She got MVP, yes, sir. Too?
Yeah, I think she got... Oh, no, never mind. Dude, that might be that one. Yeah, player of the year. Is that the same thing? I'm sorry. What's the difference between player of the year and MVP?
Defensive player of the year she got.
Oh, defensive player. I thought you said the player of the year. Yeah, that makes no sense. But yeah, nigga, that...
We know what that means. NBA training camps have started. The media day is coming.
Man, hockey starts on Saturday.
Hockey starting. Yeah, buddy.
Ends all day.
College basketball gonna be back.
Yawn. That's the only thing I don't like about when I start seeing
what
basketball.
Mean, yawn? Well, shit. I wanted to see LeBron's son play, but man had a heart attack, so I don't know if he's gonna play.
Man, he might as well get in that booth.
He got that.
He could be like a
ain't
great
that
announcer.
Crazy, yo, you fucking 18. Man's had a heart attack, bro. Like, yikes. That's crazy.
Was it a heart attack, though?
Happened before, and a lot of people saying it's brand new.
Yes, cardiac arrest. It was heart attack.
That's sad, man. I hope he definitely come back. But
they
I don't
said he coming
enough.
Back, but I'm like, only if he can come back and actually.
I thought he had that John Q heart.
Sick help. Sick help.
Sick help. They need to do a sequel to that. I'm sorry. I want to know what happened when his ass came out of jail.
Who?
Fucking John Q.
Right.
Fences, nigga. That's what happened. Fences.
Yo, I ain't got like no black ass. No, nigga, that's backwards. That's backwards. But yo, so this, you see that in this other country, yo, they doing, it's almost like a, like, you know, like the mask singer, but they doing the same thing, sort of, but not really. They dress you up as the person that you're trying to be. So this one dude wanted to be Drake.
Well, like makeup and shit?
Yes. So he wanted to be Drake. So take a wild guess what this nigga look like.
Little black Sambo.
Oh shit. He looked like a sad nigga.
Yo, you stupid.
It's crazy guy, because them niggas is the same light complexion. Why did you have to go darker?
For
you
real.
Act like Drake is dark.
Like DJ Khaled. He don't look like fucking Drake.
Yeah. He like died DJ Khaled.
You like the dirty DJ Khaled, nigga. What are you talking about? What did you have to put dirt in your face for? I don't get it.
Yeah, like, why he look
Drake is light skinned.
You already know how they do overseas, man. They be doing the most, man, because they already know good and well that it's going to get some controversial shit. Plus, they're like, no, this is how you look, bitch. All right, we can do how you look, but we do it. We definitely gonna get canceled.
Not a problem.
I mean, I don't know, yo. They let us make that song getting A-Rap money. And they ain't did shit about it.
What you mean? You know what they did?
That was India, ain't it?
They went and got more A-Rap money. That was
and
terrible.
they said the shit on the hook, the hum did a lot. Like, that was just gibberish.
Yo.
They said that was just gibberish.
It was. Well, crazy. I don't think it was gibberish. I think they were.
Busta Rhymes said it was just some bullshit.
No, hum did a lot. That's definitely not bullshit. But yeah, if they saying some other shit, then yeah.
Hey, yo.
But yeah, y'all dribble. They probably had to pay them niggas off about that shit. Tell you. So yeah, I wanted to talk something real quick, yo. So me and Ode was talking about this the other day, though. Like around October, you know what I'm saying? In the Christian community, they all do the same exact thing.
What's that?
Yeah, having gays hell flames. Yeah,
it's a play. Pretty much it's a play about people going to hell. No!
God! Help me!
And they put it on in the church or they watch it on
It's Sunday? Like a Halloween special. It's like our version of Halloween when it comes to Christians.
So they do, they, like people do the play in the church?
Yeah.
Yeah, either play in the church or they'll play a movie or whatever, like the version of it. But usually you're supposed to do a play.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying?
So what's this thing about now?
Well, it's about a guy who pretty much journeys through the pits of hell, okay, going through like who's in hell. Like he meets John Lennon and Tupac Shakur is in there, I think, and who else is in hell? The Nazis.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler's in there.
Those are Jews he killed in the Holocaust.
Wait, Holocaust?
Even the Klan, they had niggas in like Klan mat, like Klan attire in church. Like
they had one of the popes in there and whatnot, and I'm joking.
So did y'all ever act in this play?
Yep.
Oh shit, who's your character?
Me and O was demons. We were the head demons.
Yeah, my mama was the devil though.
Everything is the devil to you, mama.
Yeah. It's funny.
Why would your mom be the devil?
Oh, my mom, she's an actress, man. She was like one of the first actresses I've ever seen in my life. You know, she did all the church plays and all that type of stuff. But yeah, she played Lucifer. Oh, they made her up, look her straight up, look devilish and shit. Yeah, so them niggas was awesome.
Let me guess, were songs?
Yeah and no. You know what I'm saying? There was song, but it wasn't like
a book about a man, a book about the dude who lives above.
Oh, they played John Lennon.
No hell below us.
That song creeps me the fuck out every single time I hear it. Imagine all the
what's up? Y'all about to y'all going to the play this year or something?
Fuck no. We just saw it in the way we was driving down the street. And we were like, oh hell no, I definitely ain't gonna see that shit. But it reminded me of a time that, all right, so noticed this time. So what happened was we were a new group, we got these groups or whatever, and they all took us different places. You know, we had pizza or food, whatever, but then we had like serious time. Mm-hmm. This is time where we sit down, grab our Bibles, come together, and it's serious. No more playtime. Man, I don't know if it was fellowship because I did not feel any kind of fellow in that bitch. We straight up, we sat around there. He's like, all right, we just found out we got this tape. And like, what's this tape?
This is the deepest man-made hole on earth. They sent a microphone down the hole.
They saying that we could hear people's screams. Hell. And I'm like, man, this is some bullshit. Yeah, nigga. So ain't no way they would have did that shit. Yeah, so they played it. All you hear is the people that like, you hear his voice like, screaming, nigga. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they turn the lights out and everything, nigga. Like, spooking the fuck out of us.
Boo.
So I'm like, nigga, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm over believing. Like, nigga, they put a microphone in the middle of the earth, even though...
How old was you?
Dumb. How you put a microphone in the middle of earth? Man, that bitch gonna melt. I think I was like, what? I think it was like 16, 15. Oh, yeah,
you should have known better. You should have.
What's that? No, when it comes to, hey, bro, I don't play when it comes to my religion. I mean, my Christianity, my relationship with God. Because, like, hey, I seen some crazy stuff happen. But that right there, they got us on that for a second. But then... Thankfully, my mom, you know, that's something she hates. She hates forcing.
That's what I'm saying. That's lame.
By fear. He don't want you to be afraid. But anyways, they did that. My mom was pissed. I went home and told mom, like, mom, you hear that? They stuck a microphone in the middle of the earth and they heard people from hell.
She probably looked at you like, what the hell is wrong with this dude?
You remember that?
Yeah, I damn near shit my drawers.
I think I just peed a little.
Yeah.
I was on the straight and narrow path from then on.
Harry Potter and all his wizard friends went straight to hell for practicing witchcraft.
Yay! Nigga, first at the altar, nigga, last to leave, bro. But it's just crazy how that's something they did. But it just reminded us because, you know, it's October coming up soon. And then it's just like that time of the year. That's like a normal thing. Like they do a lot
crazy,
of
nigga. It's about to be crazy family like that. Four in this bitch.
All right, Joe. Well, we're going to get out of this bitch. But we'll holler at y'all next week, man. You already know what it is. This is your boy, Sonny D. Henny on the Rocks and O to the T to the I to the S.
Yep.
Oh. I'll let you next week.
All right, and bye.